Well, I'm in the kitchens at Le Manoir in Oxford, and I'm standing with Gary Jones. Gary Jones is the head chef here. Gary, how long have you been working at Le Manoir now?
12 years. 12 years this time round, but I studied 3 years when I was a boy between 1993 to learn how to cook alongside Raymond, which is fantastic.
I want to ask you, Gary, when you were growing up, what did you want to be? Did you want to be a chef, or did you have some other ideas when you were little?
I absolutely wanted to be a chef by the time I was 10 years old, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Discovered from an early age what food could actually do. And my mum was a great cook, which is quite unusual for the Brits, but mum was quite adventurous. She tried different things. And was fascinating. When food came to the table, how it engulfed everybody for the moment, and it would be a family situation, and the food would arrive, and the whole focus of everybody was on this, and then it was the proof of the pudding's in the eating, which was one of my dad's, you know, he picked up this key phrase, which, right, looks good, let's see what it tastes like, you know. And it started from there, trying to get them, then I would try and copy the dishes my mum did and try and get them better. You know, which would, you know, a little bit of competition going on in there. So started with my mum cooking good food and just seeing the reaction it had on the family, you know, and neighbours as well who'd come round and want to eat with us as well, because it was just great food on the table, which was fantastic. So an early fascination with the food, which was, you know, I knew what I wanted to do.
And are you from this area originally, or did you have to sort of travel a long way to train here?
From the northwest of England, the Wirral Peninsula, which is below Liverpool. Below Liverpool and north of North Wales.
Fantastic. So, in terms of what you like to eat, what do you? I mean, not in the kitchens here, but when you're at home, what do you eat?
At home, depends on the season, depends on what we've got. And we're blessed with fantastic neighbours where we give them our eggs. They go down to their allotment and drop off whatever's coming out. So this week it was rhubarb. We've had cherries off the trees this week. So whatever's dropping off the trees, whatever's in abundance, that's what we're going to be eating. That's the way it works in our house anyway.
Now, I know that local food and seasonal food is like top of the list of the important things for you. And we've talked about this before, that in fact, you showed me this amazing map on the wall. We're going to have a look at it in a second, about where you source all your ingredients from for Le Manoir.
Yeah, that's critical. It's really, really important that you know the source and know somebody is looking after it. You know the seed is organic. You know that it's going to be looked after well. And especially if it's livestock, it's, you know, paramount that you've got really good, a great breed to begin with, but it's also looked after well. Respected, and also the growing and the killing process is really, really key, because the inconsistency in meat can be huge, so you've got to make sure that there's a consistent approach to the product. And we found four or five suppliers who are absolutely superb, top notch.
And you actually go out to see them. You don't just sort of wait for them to show up here and show you ways. You go out there, you get on the farm and you meet them and talk to them. Is that something, part of being a chef, that you enjoy getting out of the kitchen?
Definitely, it's something that we have done for a long time, and it's really, really important. Like our suckling pig, we were introduced to, and we actually visited the farm with Michel Blanc, which was absolutely superb. We also had Patrick Holden from the Soil Association there as well, and he was straight in for the throat. What is the feed? Are there any genetically modified feed in there? Is there any soy which is unsustainable? So we're getting right down to the feed of the animal, and we're taking guys along like that with us who know their stuff as well. So I'm learning from those guys as well. And to be around Michel Blanc and somebody like Patrick Holden, Soil Association, you're going to pick things up, you're going to learn. So it's really, really important, not just the breed, how it's looked after, what we feed the animal. It's like us all, you are what you eat.
That's very true. I noticed that Michel Blanc has a nickname around here, RB. Is that right?
That's correct. Everybody knows him affectionately as RB because, A, it's shorter, and it's something very, very quick, and nobody wants to get too familiar. I think Michel Blanc is a little bit familiar. We would use that in front of guests, but generally in the engine room, which is where we are now, it'd be referred to as RB. But it's a respectful term.
Yeah.
It's something. It's a term of endearment, if you will. That we, you know, he's a great boss.
I quite like that RB. It's cool. Now, I was going to ask you, if you were having your last ever meal. Last meal on the planet. Your face is a picture here. We won't talk about the circumstances of it, but what would be the things that you would put on that menu? What would you eat?
a bloody good question. And again, it would depend on the season. It really would. If it was summer, it would be, you know, tomatoes, cherries, you know, and it really would be seasonal. If it was the winter time, it would be like a hot pot dish or something, a rustic casserole, something with, you know, maybe a cassoulet or something like that. So it really would depend on the season.
And what
so
about,
tell me when I'm going to die, which season it will be, and I'll name that day.
And what, are you sweet-wise? Would you be going for cheeses, or would you be going for things very sweet? Or what's your favourite thing to eat, if you could name one thing for pudding?
For pudding alone?
Oh, the choices.
There's so many.
At this time of year, your thing would be?
I think rhubarb, strawberries, a little bit of vanilla in there, a little syrup, chilled, be quite lovely and refreshing.
Yeah, it's been quite clean tasting about that.
Yeah.
In terms of food heroes, Gary, do you have any food heroes in your life? Are there people who've really influenced you or who you feel that have made a marked difference in the world?
I couldn't fail to mention my boss, RB, who's just incredible. He just, everything about the guy, the passion, the interest in the subject, never failing to be satisfied with and to go beyond and to search for different and to intensify flavours. In terms of flavour and taste, without a shadow of a doubt, RB, absolutely fantastic. The Roux brothers, of course, who started it all off in England, and that's why we've got so many Michelin stars at the moment. These guys came across here in the mid-60s and started kicking our asses because we didn't know what the hell we were doing and started shaping us. And 20, 30 years on, you've got a real great selection now. The British guys are coming. So early days, the Roux brothers. And I would definitely have to say Marco for, not for the way he ran his kitchen, but the food on the plate.
That's Marco Pierre White,
yeah. Fantastic. In terms of what went on the plate, it was just extraordinary. And I remember having a meal in Harvey's. He just got Newcomer of the Year. And this was the first date with my wife, actually, 24 years ago. I saw this pretty young thing, and I said, we're going to go out. I took her to Harvey's. I couldn't afford dessert. I could only afford half a bottle of wine, but we ate that, and I couldn't fault a thing. And it was from that moment I thought, I've got to get myself into a Michelin star restaurant. And that's when I went to the Waterside Inn after that to start to learn how to cook well. Not just good, but how to do it exceptionally well and make a difference. So I'd have to say Marco, but definitely not for the way he ran his kitchen. For the food on the plate, yes, it was very perfect. And again, a Brit who deserved 3 stars.
Fantastic. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you here. I think anyone will agree that your food is absolutely fantastic. And we'll catch up later on with some other bits and pieces. Thank you.
Okay, do. See you in a while.